Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit, please. Till that secret, sacred place in you, make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Oh. God can and God will see us through. So have no fear. Oh, God can and God will. No matter the trial, He's God with Him. We win.
We win.
We win.
Mama prayed for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
Welcome. Happy New Year to all of you that are on the line and will be a part of this show on this morning. We thank you for tuning in. Certainly, we thank you. We thank God for another opportunity to be here. I want to say welcome and Happy New Year again. It's January 1st, it's January 4th. 2020, and this is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Dr. Maria Carey, your host and president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries, and certainly we thank each and every one of you that are on the line on this morning. I want to give a shout out and a blessings and a thank you to our co-host, that is none other than missionary Terry Rogers, who have helped and co-host this show in 2019, and this is the first show of 2020, and certainly we got an awesome show for you. We got an awesome show lined up within this month. We are going to talk about some good things. And we're going to move forward as God gives us guidance and leading. Certainly, I want to announce, you know, it is my custom to make my announcements before I get into the lesson. But I want to pray before we get into that. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before your presence. We exalt you. We magnify you. We thank you, God, for this new year. We thank you, God, that you've allowed us to see another year. We thank you, God, that you've allowed us to see another decade. We pray even now, God, for those that are on this line, God, those that will listen, those that will hear, those who will tap in and listen later, Father God. We pray a special blessing to them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, move mightily in their lives. Touch them, God. Break every yoke of bondage that are trying to stop them, trying to defeat them. We speak healing. We speak deliverance. We speak salvation to those that are not saved. We speak it and we declare it with the authorization, with the authority that you've given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Just had to get that prayer out. Just want to make an announcement. Amazing Grace Ministries or Amazing Grace School of Ministries are combining with the Richard Daniel Hinton University, and certainly registration is going on. It started already, and that registration, those classes, they've got a load of classes, and certainly I am privileged to teach one that will be conducted on Tuesday morning from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Thursday evenings from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Classes will start March the 9th, 2020, and they will go until May the 9th, 2020. And certainly our focus, which the Lord has blessed me to be the dean of, I am the dean of the School of Pastoral Care and Christian Counseling. And certainly I will bring topics, and our topic that we will be discussing is certainly unique, and it is relevant for the topic that we're, or the emotional issues that we're going through today. And certainly we will be addressing the DNA of emotional instability, exploring the roots of generational curses, and a reconstruction of my emotional stability. You know, we are product of our parents. We are product of our bloodline. And certainly we're going to be dealing with those issues. And registration is open now. If you say, Dr. Carey, I want more information on registration, I want more information on how to do that, you know what to do. Call me at 309-750-7584, and I will give you more information. Now, we're going into a new year. We're going into, not only going, but we're here. So we are here. We are in a new decade. We are in a new year. And normally, Amazing Grace Ministries, myself and others, we go into what is called the Daniel's Fast. So Monday, you know, everybody's been talking about new resolutions, what you're going to do, how you're going to get closer. And we're going to talk about goals on today, a little bit about goals today, because my topic, and let me give you my topic, it is clear vision in 2020, open to God's direction. So normally when you start out the year, you fasting, you seeking God for what he's saying to you, you seeking God for clear direction, you seeking God for him to give you clarity as to what you are going to do, and just preparing for the year. And certainly we are in a new decade. So we are preparing, we are listening, we're seeking God. And starting Monday, myself and others, we will be going into what is called the Daniel's Fast. Now, I need clarity from the Lord. I need to quiet myself, and I need to hear what God is saying to me in 2020. What way you want me to go? You know, a lot of times, this is the time of when you make resolutions, and you by February, by March, you don't keep them. Well, we're seeking God to gain a higher understanding, a higher elevation in what he is saying, what he is doing, his path, his direction. So if you want to go on this journey, now this journey means that we are going to be seeking God. We're going to push our plates away. We're not going to eat meat. We're going to fasting. We're going to consecrate. We're going to spend time before the Lord. And I just give you a little assignment. You know, God, any time that you glean or any time you separate from your busy day to give him the glory, to set aside and pray and seek him, boy, y'all be stronger, more anointed, more gifted. At the end of this time frame, you feel like, hey, you can, you put your S on your chest and say, I am superhero. I am strong. I'm strong in the Lord. There's nothing that I can't do with Christ by my side, because you've been spending time in God's presence. So what we're going to do, we're just asking if you're going to go on the fast with us, if you're going to separate, if you're going to consecrate yourself, if you're not going to eat meat, if you're going to go or eat mostly vegetables, if you're going to do those things. We have a calendar. We ask that you spend at least 15 minutes in the morning with the Lord. Spend at least 15 minutes in the afternoon with the Lord. Spend 15 minutes or more with the Lord in the evening. And see, don't God bless you? So this is all we're asking. If you want more, you can certainly contact me. I've got information on the Daniel's Fast, and certainly I've got a website where you can go. And, you know, the Daniel's Fast is found in Daniel's 10, verse 2 and 3. So basically, there are have so much information out there in reference to what you should eat, how you should keep track of what you're eating, and I have all that, and I can certainly direct you to the website so you could gain more information on the Daniel's Fast. Let's get into the Word of God, shall we? Praise the Lord. Mark 7, verses 34 35, and then we're going to go to verse 37. 34, and looking up to heaven, he signed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were open, and the sting of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. Mark 7:37. And were beyond measures astonished, saying, he has done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. So in 2020, we want God to open up our eyes. We want God to open up our ears. We want God to clear and unbridle our tongue. We want to hear what God is saying. We want God to pour into us. We want the Word of God to stand strong in us, because there are some things that Satan will try to hit us with that we need to be prepared. Now, the name of this show is Defiant. And we are destroying the yokes of bondage. We're defiant because we stand boldly and know that God is on our side. We're defiant because we are letting this world know that nothing is impossible for God, because God is on our side. Because we are setting the stage for victory. So we see in chapters, Mark, in this chapter, God is showing the scribes and the Pharisees. He's talking about eating meat. He's talking about they're accusing Jesus of eating meat without washing their hands. But you know, Satan will try to trip you up with whatever devices he can, and certainly he's going to use the closest element, the closest thing to you that he knows that will distract you. If it's your home life, your job, your kids, he will use whatever means necessary to take you off your square, to take you off your understanding, to take you off of your, take the eyes, your eyes off Christ, and distract you with stuff that only God can fix. He said, I will supply all of your needs. I will fix it. And certainly in 2020, God is giving us a clear vision. But in order to hear that vision, y'all, we got to have our eyes open. We've got to have our ears cleaned out. You know, we got to clean out the wax in our ears, because we got so much spiritual buildup in our ears that we can't hear. And we've got to get that wax out of our ears so that we can hear cleanly what the Spirit of God is directing us to do. There's vision, there's visions, there's business, there are things in our lives that we've got to share. And in order to share that, in order to get closer to God, we've got to make an effort to draw nigh to Him. We've got to draw closer to the Lord. We've got to lean in and say, Lord, here am I. Said that I'm going to talk about first fruit on next week, because this is January. People are talking about resolutions. They're talking about first fruit. They're talking about giving God the first of what you have obtained or what you've gotten the beginning of the year, because you're offering up a sacrifice to Him. You're offering up praise to Him. You're offering up yourselves. You're offering up your bodies. You're offering up your homes. God, use me as you see fit. God, here am I to be used, to be guided. God, you pour into me that I may pour into others. Hallelujah. As usual, y'all. You know, I write out information, I write and I do my study, but when the Spirit of the Lord comes in, then I just let the Lord have His way. So when we look at the chapter, Mark chapter 7, there's a lot of information in that chapter. I will encourage you to go and look at it, because it's separated in kind of groups. You got three categories. You got the first one, when Christ was disputing the scribes and the Pharisees, and the second when he was curing the woman's Canaanite daughter that was possessed. And then we down here in the verses between the verse 31 through 71, we see in this area that God was doing some things. Jesus was about his Father's business. He was about healing the sick. He was about caring for those that needed him. He was about eating and teaching with those publicans and those that the upper echelon said that you're not supposed to eat with. You're not supposed to have a relationship. And this year, the vision in 2020, we've got to go into areas that are not common for us. We've got to go. We've got to do things that God is directing us, a new thing, new thing. You know, the Spirit, the Word of God says that He will do a new thing, that He will spring forth out of the desert, that He will do a new thing. And we're on a new decade. God is doing new things. He's doing new things in us. And certainly we are preparing ourselves for those things that God is doing. He's giving us better vision. So when you look at vision, when you look at 2020 vision, They say that 2015 is better, but when you look at the charts, you got 2020 vision, you can see that E, of course, when you go into the doctor's office and when you look at the eye chart and they got that big old E on the chart and they say, well, stand. Now they, you don't stand, you sit in the chair and they put it on the wall. And they say, can you see, read what you can see until you can't see it. And certainly if you got 20/20 vision, it means that you could see things clearer. You've got a vision, you can see objects at 20 feet away. But or 15 feet away. But if you got 20/15 vision, they say you could see things at 20 feet away. But here we are in 2020, and we're looking for God to open up our eyes so that we could see things that we didn't see before, so that we could hear the voice of God where we couldn't hear God before, so that we can speak boldly to what God is saying. So we're speaking boldly to truth. We're speaking boldly against Satan. We're speaking boldly to say that we are healed when Satan tells us we've got a disease, that we are struggling with our health. But God is saying you're healed, you're delivered, you're set free. Hallelujah. I want to stop a minute and give my testimony. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to get my annual mammogram. Of course, we're trained in hospitals. But, y'all, about 2 years ago, praise the Lord, I had to get a biopsy on my chest and my breast, and certainly I had to get it in three areas, and certainly they saw some things that they wanted to investigate. They didn't know whether or not it will be cancerous, but God said, whose report will you believe? Hallelujah. And the response is, I will believe the report of the Lord, and I believe the report of the Lord, and because I believe the report of the Lord, when I went back to my doctor, they said, all clear, you all good. Hallelujah. So this year, or last year, in the end, in December, I went for my annual checkup, y'all, and the Lord gave me a clear report. There is no abnormalities found. Hallelujah. That's the God that we serve. So we're looking for God to do miraculous things in 2020. We're standing on the promises of God. We're standing on the goodness of God. We're asking God to do things in our homes, blow our minds, God, give us direction, give us understanding. And certainly I didn't forget all about the topic or the verses that I was going to talk about, praise the Lord. So when we look at Mark, they brought a person that was deaf, was born deaf. Dumb, of course. He couldn't hear. He couldn't speak. Hallelujah. But when God prayed, when God laid his hands upon him, and that's what we want, y'all. We want God to lay his hands upon us. We want God to stick his finger in our ears. Hallelujah. We want God to touch our tongues because we want a spiritual revelation. Hallelujah. God, I need you. I need you to pour into me. I need you so until I just want to be in your presence. When I'm in your presence, I want you to shower down on me. I want you to touch my eyes that they may be open, that I may see what you're trying to show me. So this man, hallelujah. So this man was healed. Hallelujah. We see the scripture that the man was healed. He could hear. He could see. Hallelujah. Because God made it so. Hallelujah. Exodus 4:11. Who has made this man's mouth, or who has made the dumb or deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have I not the Lord? So in some incidents, we see that this scripture was also a reference in this passage. Now, this man was like this from the beginning, from his youth, from his birth. But this man was there that the Lord may get the glory, that the Lord's power, that the Lord may be on display. So when we look at 2020, God is saying he wants to be on display in our lives. He wants to show forth the goodness in you. He wants you to say, God did it. I'm totally 100% dependent on the Lord. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? And certainly we have that testimony. But in 2020, we are moving forth in a greater anointing. We are moving forth in a greater vision. We are moving forth in the power of the Lord. We are moving forth to hear, to see, to spend time in the Lord. So when we get to verse 34, hallelujah. I want to make sure. Hallelujah. When we get to verse 34, he said, Ephatha, that is, be open. There was nothing that looked like a spell or a charm, such as they use, who had familiar spirits, who peaked and murmured in Isaiah 8:19, but Christ spake as one having authority and power, went along with the word. Be open serves both part of the cure. Let the ears be open, let the lips be open, let him hear and speak freely, and let the restraints be taken off. And the effort was answerable. Straightway his ears was open, and the sting of his tongue was loosed, and all was well. And happy he who, as soon as he had his hearing and speech, had blessed Jesus so near him. Hallelujah. So in essence, we're looking at the restraints being taken off. We're looking at those things that kept us from moving forward in God to be taken off. We're looking for the possible to be made manifest, because I know some need homes, some need healing, some needs jobs, and we're looking for the manifestation of the Lord to take place. You're looking at your ministry, you're looking at the things in ministry, and you feel tired, you feel depressed, you feel like nothing is working for you. But I'm here to say, be open. Be open to God's direction. Be open to a turn. Be open to a change in direction. Be open to insight. Be open to wisdom. Be open to a greater anointing. Be open to being in the presence of the Lord more than usual. We're going to be in the presence more than usual, because we need to put on the armor of the Lord. We need the armor to sustain us. This is a new decade, and Satan is trying to equip himself to make sure that we do not make it. But understand this, be open. Hallelujah. Be open to the Spirit of Christ moving boldly in our lives. Be open in our hearts to loving. Be open in our minds to understand that God works in unusual ways. There is nothing impossible for him, that God does all things well, that there's nothing that God cannot do. And certainly we read in the scripture that it didn't take all day for him to be open, but right away the man's tongue was loose. Right away he could hear. Right away he can converse with the Lord. Hallelujah. So basically, hallelujah, we're looking for God to do great and wonderful things. Now, we talked about goals. We talked about, I don't know if we did, but we're talking about goals now. Praise the Lord. One of the things in the new year, we do resolutions. We do goals. You know, the big goal now is to lose weight, to eat healthier, to exercise more, to save more money, to learn a new skill. And certainly on the radio, if you listen to the Christian channels, they've been talking about goals and direction. And certainly if you want to obtain your goals, you got to be realistic. They got to be measurable. They got to be in a way that you can evaluate the effectiveness and see if you are able to obtain it. And goals certainly go from a year to 5 years to 10 years. They also goals can be set for the week, for the day. I have a goal to set on this day to get up in the morning to pray. So back to the 21 days on the Daniel's fast, certainly we are setting a goal in order to spend more time with the Lord in 21 days. And certainly if you catch the spirit and you feel like the anointing of God is setting in and you want to do a little deeper consecration with the Lord after the 20 days is over, I will encourage you to do so, because there's nothing like being in God's presence. Because in God's presence, there is the fullness of joy. That means you can't be depressed in God's presence. You can't be anxious in God's presence. You can't be fearful in God's presence. In God's presence, there is a fullness. Hallelujah. There is happiness. There is joy. Hallelujah. You praise and worship Him. You're happy because God is moving. You're happy because you're in the presence of the Lord and God is fixing it. God is changing your heart. He's making you to be joyful in His presence. Hallelujah. So in 2020, we are making a pact. We are making everyone that's on the line to me this morning, everyone that's called in, everyone that's touching, agreeing with this ministry, praise God, we are making a pact to increase our relationship with Christ Jesus. We are making a pact to be open more with the Lord. We are making a pact to know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think. We are seeking to know God more within this 21 days. Of course, 21 days start Monday. So when I get on the line on next week, or if my co-host get on the line next week, she's going to check in. She's going to see if you were able to start that plan. And we may, if the Lord willing, open up the lines and say, how you doing? Were you able? How did it go? Are you able to spend more time? Were you able to spend more time with the Lord? And if so, did He give you something? Did He give you a word? How you feel? You feel closer? So we're going to do that on this week. Certainly be open. God has given clear direction. This is a new decade. This is a new year. And we want to go into this year with our everything open, our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our hearts, our minds, our senses. You know, I talked about on blog our senses, our five senses. And certainly the Daniel's fast, and if you wanted to say I'm going to deny myself until late at night or a certain time, because the church I came out of, we would start at 12 o'clock at night and go until 4 p.m. the next day, and we would not drink, we would not eat, and we would fast and seek the Lord. So if that's something you want to do, I'm I encourage you to ask God, and I encourage you to be open with the Lord and ask him the way he wants you to separate yourself or deny yourself, because this is an individual walk. I can't tell you how you need to walk with God, because God is unique to your personality. He's unique to your background. He's unique to who we are. He knows the hairs on our heads. He knows them. He can count them. And certainly he knows your heart versus me knowing your heart. He made you, and he knows all about you. So, saints of God, we're going to pray. Father God, I thank you for this show. I thank you, God, for the people that are online this morning that have made a sacrifice to be here. I thank you, God, for the things that you're doing in their lives, and I pray for each and every one of them. I pray, God, that you move like never before, and I pray, God, that you will give them their heart's desire. I pray, God, that you'll open up their understanding, that they may hear, that their hearts and minds may be open, that they get a clear vision for 2020, that they get a clear vision for saving, that they get a clear vision for riches, hallelujah, that they get a clear vision for the things naturally as well as spiritually that you're going to give them in 2020. We thank you for this blog, this radio show. We thank you, God, for the people that have that sacrificed their time this morning to be on the line with this first show, God. We thank you, God, for their sacrifice, and we pray, God, that you touch them right now in the name of Jesus, that you'll be a blessing, God, that you'll bless them for their sacrifice, God. You know their needs, and we pray, God, that you'll bless them financially, spiritually, God, and physically. I wish above all things that thou wouldest prosper, even as thy soul prosper, according to the power that worketh in us. And God, you know the scripture in Ephesians, God. Certainly we want to quote it correctly, but Father God, you know, God, you know their needs, God, and we speak to those needs in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you increase the power that worketh in them. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Thank God. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you that are on the line. And certainly I quoted the scripture that I want to be mindful of that scripture. It's Ephesians. And if you just give me a minute or two to read this scripture, it says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." And certainly, we want to know the height, the depth, and we want to be prepared for what God is doing in this day and time. So, again, saints, we thank you for being on the line. I want to wish each and every one of you a happy new year. If you have any questions, if you any comment, certainly you can give me a call at 309-750-7584. Give me a comment, give me a question mark, and even just chime in and tell me, "Dr. Carey, I'm with you. I'm going to do the Daniel's Fast. Send me more information. Here's my email," and I will do that. Certainly, we're going to start. Amazing Grace Ministries will start in on Monday. So get your fill in. You want to fry that? Eat that fried chicken? Eat it before Monday, because after Monday, you can't have no more fried chicken now, y'all. And certainly, the vegetables that we eat, we got to watch. They got to be fresh. We got to watch the canned vegetables. We got to watch all that, because the thing about this Daniel fast, you're eliminating sugar and meat. And I know I need to eliminate my sugar. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm sure a lot more people, if I was to poll this line on this morning, say, "Yeah, Dr. Carrier, I drink too many Pepsis, or I drink too many Mountain Dews, and I drink more pop than I do water." And we're going to have to eliminate the pop and drink more water, saints. Again, I see you on next week. Be blessed. Happy New Year. Looking forward to great and mighty things in the Lord in this coming year. See you all next week. Bye-bye.